talk about Donald Duck.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, boys.
What, you got harmonizing over there?
Yes, we are.
Welcome to the show. This is Living Clean and Sober with Johnny Rags and my co-host, Ken McDonald, who is not here with us this evening.
Aww.
He is away in Cali.
Sunny California.
Playing golf in California, are we?
Yeah, how about that one?
Lucky.
Why weren't we invited?
He's got it tough. I don't know. He didn't invite anyone.
He did not.
He just left.
Right. That's not good. Mr. Back.
How you doing, Art?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear.
It's my last day. My granddaughter goes home tonight. Tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow morning.
And how soon are you to follow?
I'm going next Wednesday.
We'll pack our bags.
Okay. You can fit in the suitcase.
Actually, well, I'm leaving next Tuesday afternoon. And then I'll be back the 21st, so we'll have to figure out what we're doing on the 20th.
Yeah. 13th, too, right?
No, there? I'll be here for that.
Oh, good, so you're only going to miss 1 week.
We'll miss one show.
We can't take you.
We might have to take vacation, or we can pre-record a show, or I can play something in its place.
There you go.
In my absence.
See how we improvise? Unless you want to
We'll come cover for you.
Okay, Artie will give you a... what do you call that?
Someone needs the engineer.
I got it.
Steve can, right? Maybe.
Yeah, Steve can.
All right. Aww. I got to ask him about two things.
Okay.
His band.
Right.
And him engineering when Artie's gone.
Okay. Should I write that down for you?
No.
You can remember that?
I will remember.
He's good. He'll remember. Okay. Uh-oh.
Well, we got a call already.
Alrighty.
Wrong number.
Oh.
Who was that?
Who is this?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, calling your talk show, saying hello to everybody out there. I understand you got some wonderful people on your show tonight.
We certainly do.
This must be Tina's husband.
Hi, Skip.
Hi, honey.
Well, of course. I'm one of her biggest supporters.
And I don't disagree with that. That's
good.
I feel
that's
the same
stuff.
Way.
A good ear, remember?
So, you know, it's wonderful to see what she's doing, and I support her with everything she's doing, and, you know, with all the people that come and see the energy they just put into it, it's really really inspiring. So just wanted to call in and say hope they get a lot more callers in than last time.
Yeah,
thanks, Skip.
So thank you for calling, we appreciate that. How are we coming through out there, Skip? Okay.
I sure will. And the any chance you guys stopping up to our big event this year?
Absolutely, we will be there in droves.
And we're prepared to talk about it tonight too. So
yeah, we're going to play it up. So
yeah, well, look forward to meeting you guys up there. And I've been hearing a lot about you and all the good things you're doing. So I look forward to meeting with you.
Likewise, thanks. I appreciate
he
that.
He just got in from
New
York.
You know, good luck with your evening, and hope you get a lot of callers, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks
you,
sir.
Again for calling.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Such a wonderful man you have.
You do.
What?
You do.
What do I do?
He said you do.
Oh, I do.
I was emphasizing what you said.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us more about your event on May 20th?
You want me to take it?
Are you the PR girl?
That would be super.
Yes, I am.
You're the PR girl. She's the soldier, right? You know
she does it all.
She does. She's so.
Well, our event's going to be May 20th at Bushkill Fire Company. It's from 1 to 4. It's our second event. And we're looking forward to having a lot of people there this year, thanks to you with the radio station, getting more people to come, and we're just looking to get awareness out there.
And we will get it.
Yes, we will.
We'll get it out there. Because by the time we get there...
Well, we have a lot, thank God for Michelle, actually. She's been traveling around.
That one.
Michelle.
She likes to travel.
She's amazing.
We
miss you, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, I saw her post. It was like the synopsis of her trip here.
Yeah. She's just play amazing. By play.
And we made the first page. I felt honored.
You should.
Well, that's good that you made the first page.
Yeah,
she's
it was
amazing.
Good.
Yeah, she is.
Welcome
amazing.
To the show.
Well, thank you.
This is one of the first of many. This is her encore
Yeah, second time.
I heard we're coming every Monday.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
We want our names on the table then.
Oh, well, we'll have to get you up there on,
on the board.
Poster.
Oh,
okay. You've got to move closer, like we discussed. Easton would be really nice to start City of Angels
Easton
there.
You can
open an Easton chapter and say.
Yeah.
We encourage, you know, additional.
We're encouraging you to come do that, and we'll be your backbone.
We support all of our chapters.
That would be a lot of fun.
I think so. I think it's something needed anyway that we can.
I think we could have fun doing it.
Yeah, I think we'll be super.
We don't kill each other.
Yeah, you're.
All you gotta do, see, here's how hard it is. All you gotta do is tell them about that, and we'll be on it.
And you just need to move closer to the mic.
Closer.
Come on, is this close enough?
It is radio. Yeah, that's good. I can hear you. I can, as long as I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me?
Not when you're sitting back.
I was taking a little.
You sound very faint when you're back.
I have to put.
He was napping.
But yeah, I think it's something that's really needed in our town. We don't really have a whole lot of, maybe because it's a town, it's not a big city, but we don't have a lot of recovery radio or.
No. You know what we. You know, Kevin's gone to Virginia. I mean, you know, population 400 people, and they have a heroin problem. So it's in small towns, it's in big towns. I mean,
it doesn't discriminate.
Unfortunately, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. That's sad.
It is sad.
And it's going to take more nonprofits and mom and pops and you know, resource centers and governments and police departments all working together, you know, to try and really solve it. And whether that's in a big community or a small community, it, you know, it still affects everybody in that community.
Takes a team.
Yeah. Takes a village, right?
Yeah, that's what I always say.
Yeah,
but they're starting. I think because so many people are talking about it now, you kind of can't shut them up, and they have to address it. Like they can't ignore it at all anymore. But they're really learning.
Keep getting signs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
From above.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
But they're definitely, I feel, a little bit more interested, and they're. Getting more educated, and
the more people are willing to come forward now and talk about it. Before, it was hush hush, don't discuss this, let's keep it quiet, don't tell anybody what's going on. Now anywhere you go, you mention it, somebody has somebody that has either died from the addiction or is still addicted and in recovery.
Yeah, it's affected. Boy, I mean, you hear people that you wouldn't think. You cannot look at someone today and say, "Wow, that, you know, there's an addiction problem there." I mean, you just can't.
No, because some can pull it off very well. Some can still keep going to school, get straight A's, do everything they need to.
The functional addict, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's.
I don't know how that. Yeah.
But at some point, it does take over. They are no longer functionable, and the addiction takes full control.
It's almost a bad example if somebody's functional and. Has a habit on heroin or something.
Mm-hmm. You know? Hey, nobody woke up and said, "I'm going to be an addict today," right? I mean,
they did not.
I didn't do that, although I became one.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yes. City of Angels, www.cityofangelsnj.org to find out about all our great stuff that we
just had our pancake breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, with Elsa.
Actually, it was awesome. She was great. She
was good.
Just to watch those little girls, like.
Wow, that would be something like that. Some kind of a character would be really great for our event. We have. What do we have coming?
Oh, we have. We're going to have the mock teen bedroom. Did you ever hear about that?
Actually, we have one in South Jersey. It's called In Plain Sight, is what we called it. We put it in a trailer.
Figures.
But it's a great thing for parents to really see because. You could really work with the prosecutor's office to get a kit of all the things that they find.
It's amazing.
And you know, they won't realize that the bottom of the Coke can, it's
and
not really
a Coke
can.
And they are the exact weight.
Right.
Like, the can is the exact weight of what a soda would be if it was full.
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually coming to our event. We're going to get
That's awesome.
Tent for them, and they're going to set it up. Of course, it's only for adults. Children are not allowed to go in it.
The one that they do in down in South Jersey, they actually do it as part of a program. So they have parents walk through it. Mm-hmm. Then they talk about what they found. Mm-hmm. And then they tell them what they didn't find.
Yeah.
They literally go through
the
bedroom
the
step by step.
Is this the thing where they look and find their Stash.
Yeah, it's called In Plain Sight.
I got you.
They
so
actually
it's exactly the same type.
Yeah, it's a mock, you know, bedroom,
right.
And
exactly
they hide everything just like it would be found.
Right.
That's
well, definitely.
I was an angel, so I didn't hide anything.
Yeah, all right.
Trying to get her face. Look at her face.
We have
She's
to be
so
honest
proud.
Here.
I was.
But we have.
What you were hiding probably wasn't going to kill you.
Right.
That's,
right.
That is true.
Probably right.
Good point, Artie.
And then thanks to Tina, she's talked to a few people. We're actually going to have a children digital ID pack there free for all the children that come.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he has a nonprofit himself. I should get him to call in. That's
you know, it would be good if you can get a somebody to do a Narcan training, you know. While,
we actually had a Narcan seminar back in November. We held one of December, excuse
she's
me.
She's not able to make our event.
She can't attend.
Call her.
Call her, yay. Who's this? They think they won something.
Sure, they want to call.
You're ready for Johnny.
Oh, God. Hello, Pam. You're on the air.
It's a Southern.
Hi. Hello, girls.
Hi, Southern Belle.
Hi, Southern Belle.
Are you that Southern girl they were talking about?
Yes.
I guess maybe slightly.
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 You can't tell that much, can you?
No,
not at all.
You can't, darling.
Just a little bit.
That's our darling.
I hear wonderful things about you.
Serious question. I have
okay,
a
shoot.
Here.
She's business.
Ooh. I had never heard of Recovery Radio
See?
Until Tina was going to be on your show last week. How do people know about this?
Well,
I mean, this is wonderful. I mean, it doesn't just cover addiction. You're covering all aspects of recovery. How do you get, I mean, how do people know this? Am I just under a rug or something?
We're not going to
no,
answer that
you're,
one.
No. You're not. We're an internet radio station. We do have a website, of course, as you know, www.coaradio.com. We try to use word of mouth. When I'm out doing my City of Angels thing, I put up some brochures and a little placard about COA Radio with business cards on how you can get to it. So we're kind of a guerrilla marketing effort in getting the word out
there. There you go.
But we've been around since 2013, and it was really started as an experiment to give people in recovery a vehicle to express themselves creatively, and it grew from there.
Yeah, I've listened to several different shows this past week, and it really is, this is valuable what you're doing to allow these people to speak, whether it's a family member suffering or it's an actual person that has been violated in some way or has an addiction.
Right.
So I just think, you know, we need to put the news out there that there is this type of radio station.
I appreciate
totally
that.
Totally agree with
much.
You, Pam.
Pam, why don't you tell them how we met?
How you and I met?
Yeah, and how you got involved with the organization.
Well, my husband is Tina's dentist, and he has known Tina forever, you know, 25 years or so.
Before and the kids
so she was calling to cancel her son's appointment, and she thought, so our hygienist was telling me, you know, what was going on, that Tina had confided in her, and I called her back because I wanted to talk to her about this, because I've had this, I mean, our son, has been clean for 5 years, and we pray that it continues. She thought I was calling to get, you know, saying, you canceled at the last minute, blah, blah, blah.
Well, didn't
blah.
I, like, cry on the voicemail message saying, I'm so sorry,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And we talked for an hour and a half, and that was just the beginning. It's just, you know, something that I wish 10, 15 years ago I'd had people to talk with. But I was ashamed, and I wasn't going to talk about it. I'd done a bad job at parenting. And
no, you did not.
Meeting this group, well, that's what I felt, though. But this group of people and all that we're doing is helping people be able to talk about it and have someone to sympathize with and to know that you're not a bad person. So I just hope it continues. It just seems to be growing, and we're just overwhelmed what all is happening.
Yeah, 0 to 360. But all because I was calling my dentist to cancel my son's appointment in a panic mode, and actually did open up for a teeny bit that I got the phone call. I never would have expected that somebody else would have said what she had to say, that we had a lot in common. So, and she said, now I think I know where I fit in, since she wasn't, you know, from around here. And now she has a place.
And then she joined us.
And it's exactly like we said, you can't look at someone and tell that, you know, addiction, you know, affects their life in some way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Thank you for letting me speak. Thank you for
bringing
our girls back. Yeah. And
thank you, Pam, for everything you do.
Thank you for calling, and thanks for the compliments, Pam.
Thanks, hon.
Look forward to meeting you.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. See you. See you tomorrow night for your meeting. She's real sweet.
Sounds like it.
She's a great woman.
She lived up to your...
Yeah, she's been a huge, huge...
And like she said, years ago, she wouldn't have talked about it. Everybody was hush, hush, quiet. And now everybody's...
The anonymous people, right? We kept
quiet. When she called me, I was scared. Like, my dentist will always call me back. They're going to yell at us.
They're going to make me pay for my appointment for canceling.
That's a scary thing.
That's still some of the stigma that's still involved with this disease is, you know, you're ashamed. You're not proud. Yeah. You hide. You don't talk about it. I think that's changed a lot, you know, in the very recent past, but it still needs to continue on, you know, so people don't feel alone. They're not the only ones affected. And there is hope. I mean, for people to keep telling their stories is for people to know that there's hope out there.
Well, and they've gone over and above in the dental office themselves. They put all of our information and posters out. They put it on their Facebook page.
Nice.
People are donating the baskets.
They've also did a newspaper ad for us.
They always have a newspaper ad for the dental, and they're always doing something, giving back to some, you know, organization. Yeah.
And that's awesome, because you know, a lot of it started in dentist's office.
And they are absolutely,
you know, get your wisdom teeth out. Here you go.
Yeah, here's 50 Percocet. Here's 40 Percocets. Have a blast. You know,
instead of just sucking it up and taking the pain for a day, here you go. Here's medication.
We're
giving
him
here
now. What
do
you say?
Probably
over here.
Ken,
what's up, brother? Hello.
Oh, our
co-host.
Kenny!
Hey, my brother.
Kenny!
Mr. McDonald.
Yo, what's going on? I just looked at my watch. It's 20 after 5 where I'm at.
Yeah.
Give me a ring.
We're familiar with that.
How's business?
Yo, I just got out of the jacuzzi, man.
Nice.
Rub it in.
Nice.
Must be nice.
Yo,
it's
what's
freezing.
Going on? Everything good?
Yeah, all good. We got a good show going on. The phone's ringing off the hook.
It's ringing.
We have a rooster.
Off the hook. That's good, man.
We're
carrying the message.
That's right.
You guys wonderful work, man. You're doing. That's for sure.
Well, you're spreading it all the way to Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Who's that?
I said you're spreading the word all the way to Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
And now California.
From California, yes.
Oh my goodness, too funny.
I know, you guys are breaking up. So I just figured I'd touch base with you, know, say hello.
Aw.
No big deal.
Well, hello.
And I got to grab this other call, so I'm going to roll, man. I'll see you in a few days.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Aw, so sweet. That's so beautiful.
Look at that. From
Cali. You break it up.
Direct from Cali.
I know, that was amazing. We are just like...
See, a phone call from California.
Oh, she does a good Donald Duck impression.
That's okay. My daughter will kill me if I do that on the radio.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, because we will be recording it for Prosperity.
Exactly. So I will not do it. You're welcome, Jennifer Weaver.
All right, well, tell them about our big the tattoos.
Yes. Tina reached out to Ink and Steel, and they will be coming to our event to do tattoos.
They have a trailer. They're going to bring three guys, and they'll be you can have on-site tattoos.
Are you getting one?
I'd probably be so very busy, so I make
She's getting one.
No. We ain't buying that.
I can't get one on blood thinners.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah,
actually,
you're
I would
there.
Love. I have one that I really, really wanted, but I can't.
Oh. But we encourage you can even make your appointments for that day ahead of time. So that's.
Yeah, so call them and
so
make it appointment.
You can hour where I can sit down and give me something?
Yes. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Could I do the show while they're giving me
in? Oh, my God. How super would that be at the trailer?
I'll only get another more ink if you get
it. All right. I'll have to get it. I'll have to be on break for like 20 minutes or so. That would be super.
And we're also going to have a spiritual mentor there, Veronica Drake.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And free pony rides.
John, free pony rides, huh, man?
For the children. For the children.
I was just starting to forget about that picture. You brought that up again.
Yeah, the pony rides.
Yes,
Marty's
the pony
going
rides.
Back to a Facebook picture from my vacation.
Care to share it?
3 years ago. Okay. No, we don't want to.
If it's on the internet, it's never going away.
So we just have to look for it.
And but how about the pony ride's name? Was
go
that,
on my timeline.
The ponies is Hope for Horses, and the pony's name is Hope.
Isn't that crazy? We didn't even plan that. Like, that was unbelievable.
That? And talk about, speaking of that.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I know.
Because you met Pam, not by accident.
No,
but
who
was
do you meet?
There was some kind of energy that was going on.
We're just talking
that
about
made
that.
All you guys meet.
All of us.
And do this. It
way,
just
way
happen.
Ahead of time. Way ahead of time before. I said to her on the way down here, I said it to, I was on the phone. My daughter.
You were somewhere.
I was on the phone all day.
Yeah, get it right.
I was on the phone.
You nervous?
No, I was just saying to her on the phone that it is amazing that everybody that I've spoken to has come into my life in the last few years. It's been a path to get me to where I'm like at right now, and I never saw the signs ever until now. I can look back a couple years ago or a couple months ago and say, now I know why that happened, now I know why I was doing that, now I know why I was.
They say everybody
that.
Comes into your life
it's
for a reason.
Really ironic.
Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yep.
We don't always know what the reason
no,
is.
No,
but one day it comes and then you know.
Mm-hmm. But it's been really unusual, like really weird, unusual. I can't even explain it.
Weird?
Yeah, really weird. Like unexplainable weird.
Like this flickering weird. Yes.
Every time she talks.
I know the lights flicker every time I talk. It's my mom and dad.
I do believe that the higher power up there has a lot of dealings
absolutely.
With what's going on, that's for sure. But you know, I would love to hear from the girls.
Yes,
Jen or Tori.
Jennifer, Tori, Brenda. Hello.
They have a different side, being a sister to.
I like that.
I like
yeah.
That. You know, so that would be super. Of course.
But yeah, because it's a different side coming from the siblings.
And sometimes
so
we forget about.
I have a question
them.
For both of you.
Uh oh. What are the side effects?
No, I'm not looking for that.
Like that's a good one.
It was a good one.
Do we have to answer the question?
What I'm going to ask?
Oh no, you go first.
No, okay. It depends what the question is. Go ahead, and we'll let you know.
No, you can't guess. You can't do that after.
Why? We're women. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, but it's our show.
Well, she got you there.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Okay.
My daughter's too busy. She's trying to watch The Bachelor right now.
What?
Oh, okay. I don't think
and
so.
And my daughter just...
Oh, that's why we record these shows, so they can listen to them later on.
My daughter thanked me for not talking like Donald Duck. She said, thank you, Lord.
That's I would do it now.
That's premature thank you.
Oh, my God, too funny. Okay, go ahead.
Do it.
Come on.
Maybe before the show's...
Oh, she's going to do it.
You can
sorry,
answer
Jen.
The question in Donald Duck.
I don't know. It depends what I have to say.
What do you think it is? What do you think I'm going
to ask? Oh, my God. Now you want me to guess it? That could open up
she
a
couldn't
room.
Even
I'm
find her
cannibals.
Phone when it was right in
that's
front of
not.
Her, and now you want her to guess a question.
What do you think, really? What do you
no,
think?
That's not even funny. I know what you're trying to do now. You just opened up a whole can of worms, so 100 more questions.
All right, go ahead. Ask the question. We're ready.
I'm ready.
Yo, you started this.
Yeah. That was slick, though. That was slick, right?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
They're coming for you.
No, serious side.
My ride's here.
got to keep them away from that.
Here's another one. Go. Okay, you make.
I'm thinking of how to present it.
Oh, no.
Now it's getting a little scary.
Yeah.
Come on, just do it. We're not delicate flowers over here. Let's go.
I'm going to make it think for a while. Okay.
Come on, this is only an hour.
Start with you, Jerry.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Being involved in what you're involved in with your organization, what does it do for your life?
It gives me a purpose in my life. It gives me... Well, I mean, it makes me feel wonderful being able to talk to people who were afraid to talk to others before, letting them know that we've all been through it and they don't have to hide or be ashamed anymore. It just gives you that self-worth, mm-hmm. like I'm here for a reason. When I was going through it with my son, I didn't have anybody to talk to. It was like, don't tell anybody, shh, quiet. And that was very hard to do. Now we are so open about it, and it feels so good being able to get all that build-up stress and the emotions out and to talk to others and just see their feelings and their emotions on it. Because, like I said, everybody has somebody affected by it. Mm-hmm. Not long ago, I was going out collecting donations for our event. Every place I went into to ask for a donation, when I told them what I was there for, either the person broke down in tears, said they lost somebody, or they knew somebody affected by it. So I learned a lot from other people also.
Good.
It really is. Even when, you know, I run our run as well. So when we're going out to get donations, I mean, you know, we have hidden fans that, you know what I mean, I didn't even know we had. Because these people are like, yeah, whatever you need, you know.
Yeah.
And it really truly has affected them in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
And they're willing to help, you know.
Right. Everybody.
I think a lot of people don't know how to help.
Right.
They want to help. It's affected them in some way, but they don't know how. You know, I can
encourage
you.
Or they're afraid.
You know, I can encourage you to go out and, you know, go to a meeting. If you had addiction walk into your life, man, go to a Naranon meeting. Go to some type of a family support meeting, because you will find out you are not alone. You know, there are other people out there. And I encourage you to find someone in the same situation that you are, and I am sure you'll make that connection. And you latch onto that person and really find out how they dealt with it. You know, for us, it was our daughter. So when she got arrested and all that, I was looking for someone who had the kind of same situation. You know, legal problems, lawyers, jail, bail.
You need to talk to somebody who understands,
gamut, right? You know, since then, I've learned to go that. You know, when I have mothers come up to me, go, oh, my daughter's in jail. And I just smile at them and go, yeah, you slept really good last night, didn't you? And they just kind of step back and look at me. But once that all clicks, it as sad as that is, it's a true statement. Because they had a roof over their head, they know they weren't on the street. And if you're in jail, you surely aren't using, at least not nothing that's going to kill you. So there was that peace of mind, you know what I mean, for them. And sometimes... getting arrested or legal problems is just the cheese you need in the mousetrap to get them to, you know what I mean, go to recovery or at least to consider it, you know. So that's not always a bad thing to have legal problems, but it is true. You need to find someone you can connect with, family support, you know, attend your meetings.
Yep.
You know, there's someone in some community somewhere that has a mom and pop nonprofit who was affected by this or had lost their child or, you know, whatever it happens to be. That motivated them to fight this disease. And we need help. Mm-hmm. We seriously need help.
Well, I don't think there really was any until just recently. It's all popped up in the last year.
You're absolutely right. It was quiet, hush, hush. The schools didn't want to talk about it. They hid it. There's not a problem in our town.
We'll
now they're opening the doors to us, though. They're opening the doors. They're
towns
letting us talk.
I mean, towns are saying.
Yeah. Right. Yep, right. In the town that I live in, I'm going to take that back. There, my daughter goes to Nottingham High School. She's a junior, and she's like, Dad, Michael Bellione's here. I think that was Monday or Friday or something like that. And I texted Kevin, and we were laughing because they're paying him to do what we would come in and do for free.
Yeah,
we just had that conversation.
But that is because, you know, there's a rift between... our founder and the standing administration, you know what I mean? Because he was a councilman and all that. So They go out of their way. But again, we're not the only nonprofit that does that. There's us. There's recovery advocates. There's not a problem in our town.
I think there's a problem in every town. That they just need to use that's advocated for that, that they feel it's easier to do that. We just sent off the same thing today, really. There's another one coming in. And I said, why would you pay for that when you can have real
people? They could do so much more with the money.
Where we live, and I'm talking 10 minutes from here, is Hamilton Township or Hamilton, New Jersey. That's where I live at. Here's a town that has two premier recovery centers, City of Angels and Recovery Advocates, another nonprofit. They do the same thing kind of sort of that we do. I mean, you know, we take people and try to guide them into treatment, support their families afterwards, support their families during. You know, when your child goes off for treatment, you know, that's a time to go fix you too. You know, we all need help. It's a family disease. It affects everyone.
You said that right. It is a family disease.
So when your child finally decides to get ready and go seek treatment, you know, you need to really go and, you know, go to a meeting and find some solace yourself.
Yeah, but what is most people's reaction? Oh, thank God they're going to fix them. I'm okay home.
Right.
But that's not the case, you know. You know, I'm not seeing husbands and wives constantly walk in together. You know, it's usually the moms. I mean, I'm not saying that that's all the time. You know, there are dads that are involved too, but the majority are moms.
You know, that
I see. But I can almost understand that as well. You've carried them. You know what I mean? It's now, in my case, it's the opposite direction. It was easier for my wife to shut it off and, you know, for me to go, you know, I can't sleep. I couldn't function. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Yeah. And that's how I kind of got involved. And, you know, I'm involved to this day. But you have to step out. And if you feel that passionate about it, you know, join the recovery army. I mean, we can use you.
We're in, obviously.
Yep, we're here.
Well, not by choice. Something led us this way.
You know what?
There's a reason.
You know what? I didn't choose this. It chose me.
There you go.
That's exactly it.
I didn't choose it. Mm. You know, I'm a recovering addict, and I'm also, my ex-wife overdosed, died of an overdose.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
My daughter's in recovery. Yeah. You know, so these are a lot of the reasons why we do it.
But look at how much you give back now. Like, that's just admirable.
So the same question goes for you.
Okay.
Now, I know you both have sons who are in recovery, right?
Yep.
So how do I feel about when...
What does it do? Like, I know you're batshit crazy.
Absolutely.
Running around like a nut.
Probably worse than ever. I can't tell you how my heart just feels so full with gratitude and blessings that it's so weird because I'm so mad at like what we go through, and I'm so mad on how it affects so many parents who are bearing their children and the disease and the epidemic itself. But then I'm so grateful to be able to just talk to other people and see what we can do. And I'm like, it's like fighting mad, but yet comforting to be able to just let somebody go, oh my God, I feel so much better now that I just talked to you, because I didn't know what to do and I didn't know where to go or what to turn, and or to see somebody say, oh my God, I want to help, or somebody to say how proud they are of what's going on and what we're doing, and to hear people say, I'm going to come from another state, from another, you know, far away, and say, I'm coming in for just the weekend just because I want to be there to stand together as a community to our little tiny town in Nazareth is amazing to me. Like, yeah, it is.
It is a tiny town.
Yeah. But to hear people admire what's happening, that from somebody who didn't speak one word about any of this for a long time.
Because she was the mom that it would never happen to her. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was never going to happen to any of us. I stood there like a deer in headlights when heroin walked into my home. I mean, how naive was I?
Naive.
But now we get so many calls, Tina. You get a lot of calls from people, and we don't have the answers or anything, but we're there to listen and to guide them.
You know what? Here's what Kevin and I tell people. I am not a professional.
Right,
I'm a dad.
We say that.
We're moms.
We're moms.
We say moms.
You know, and I I can only speak to you in my experience as a dad, you know, and how we got through this. But
well, that's amazing.
But just people hearing that from us makes it better for them.
But look at us all. We're a part of organizations who have many people who help. And when, with City of Angels, when you're at a function with them, you feel that love.
Yeah.
Like there's no... not hardly any negativity. There's
right.
There's compassion. There's empathy for one another. There's love. I mean, I just, when I go, and you know, when we do this, we put our hearts into mm-hmm. it, of course, because it bears our name.
Yeah,
you know?
But it does. It feels good.
I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. and it's a way. Like sometimes, it's a lot of work.
Sometimes.
It's a lot of work.
But if you look at it like that, like tonight, on my way here, I was excited to see you again. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us.
I was, yeah. And that's what drives me
yeah.
sometimes.
Oh, I feel the
because
same way.
Because Friday, I lost yeah. a dear friend of mine.
It's been a rough mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just
Friday.
Week and a half, yeah. man. We
but you know what's nice is like we all like you told me about it, and I thought that was nice. And then like I hear you know now we're friends, and you know like to hear each other's personal lives are also nice that we're connecting still outside of this. Like you know, this isn't just what it's about. Like
right.
just coming here on Monday just to do
right.
it,
right.
just to talk about this. It's not what it's about.
You know what? This is this is an hour out of this day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
An hour out of right. this day that we're dedicating to this.
Yeah.
I'll have another 5 hours when I get home.
Right.
You know, of yeah. doing things that need to be updated online, on the computer, oh, on Facebook, on social media.
Then to get ready for our event.
You know, and that's not counting. My phone doesn't ring.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm telling you, on the way home from here, I'll get average 5 phone calls. Not to mention the text message.
Yeah,
wow.
So, yeah.
But it's...
But that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you can take a breath and go, wow, it's 11 o'clock already?
Yeah.
But
for,
no,
the days fly by. I mean,
yeah,
I look at my watch and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to leave for the show.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But it's what I'm trying to say is that I'm driven by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like I could be dog tired
yep.
driving here. And yawning and
it's an adrenaline
that.
Rush to
but
do
then when
this,
I get
though.
When we get going
exactly.
it's like
then you're raring to go
the energy's like there you know and it's like
well who was it was it you are or was it Mr. MacDonald who said yes last Monday
yeah,
that
you're never going to live in
I know, you started it said watch out because the volunteers are going to start coming and no mm-hmm. it was, maybe it was even you so that said,
well, it will.
Right. Well, it was funny because then the next day,
just
I had another meeting, and then this person said, oh my God, I just feel like there's a connection to your group, and I feel like I might just be perfect. I've been looking for a group, and it wasn't where she was finding it. And she's coming tomorrow, and she already gave herself
Wednesday.
A title. Wednesday. Is it only Monday?
Yes, honey, it is.
Monday.
Oh, my God. See, where's my
Hi.
Phone? Where's my phone? So,
right
basically, she's going to have a huge part in this, and probably has
nice.
No idea how much more. But it was just such a wonderful thing to hear that she has this great feeling about, like, just this group that she fits in as well.
And that's great. Hopefully more people start coming forward to help out.
They will.
Oh,
will.
I feel that, too. Because yeah, you said so last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I think it's a bond that you kind of make, you know, and
well, it's a sincere thing. It's coming from
it's
a good
almost
place.
Like,
a,
I mean, I think I've made lifelong friendships,
mm-hmm.
you know, through
Absolutely.
My... connections through City of Angels and,
mm-hmm.
and the crap that walked into my life. So guess what? Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, God,
You know, luckily, you know, my reason's 14 months clean.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's incredible.
Yep, so that's really
miraculous.
Good. Yeah, well, you know what? And that's what people need to hear, that there is hope out
well,
there.
Well, that's there
exactly is hope.
What it is.
And they need to hear it from parents and mm-hmm. siblings. And, you know, yeah, I mentioned that earlier, and you don't really hear a lot from siblings once in a while. You know what I mean? But
well,
most
I don't
of the
know
time,
if
they're
it's sometimes
because
we
background.
Do. Yeah, but is it because we do so much to concentrate on this, and we don't we put the blinders and we don't.
Well,
become silent?
I think it's probably some of that because all of our attention as parents go to the one that needs it at the time, right?
You're right.
So subconsciously, you know, they're going, man, you know, I get no attention. Right. You know, she ain't making me crap when I get home from school.
If they would stop watching The Bachelor and actually get all in, or Jen.
Well, maybe next show we can have the siblings come and then you can hear from them.
And I think that would be good. They will. And actually to hear that perspective as well.
I think
because they do have a different side of ours.
And they do. And the reason I can speak on that is, and John knows, we hold recovery coach classes where, you know, everyone comes. I mean, you get parents, you get siblings, you get... actually had an experience with a grandmother the other day, you know, which was interesting.
The threats work sometimes as a parent. Let's hope.
That was a nice
call. Right? Did I do good?
Yeah, you did good.
You going to be on the air?
Who is it? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, I do. I see. I can parent very well.
Well, must be a commercial.
Thank you.
Yeah. Commercial break.
I'm on the show.
How's The Bachelor?
Don't worry, I'm taping it.
Oh, okay.
That's what you
good.
Should do.
Thank so you for calling us, Tori. Again.
Good. We're just talking about, did you hear?
You.
A little bit.
Okay, good. All right, so go ahead.
Talking
ask
about
her.
Me.
Yes.
Ask her
how she feels.
With, go ahead.
Let Art do it, then.
What, could you tell us how you feel? I mean, how did addiction in your family, how did that make you feel as the sibling?
It kind of makes me upset that I wasn't able to protect my younger brother from those things. I guess I don't really get upset about anything with attention, but I just feel like maybe I was doing too well and it, you know, put him down if he couldn't be as good as me. And, you know, being the older child, it just felt like he had to, like, live up to, you know, my kind of standards. So I feel like that, you know, makes me upset. That if it could have affected him, and if there was something I could have done, you know, to have helped him stay away from that kind of stuff.
And we all have those thoughts, even as siblings and as parents. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Yeah.
It wasn't any of our faults. It happens. You know, whether we were there or not, I mean, we could, yes, woulda, coulda, shoulda, all we want. In the long run, they couldn't, you know, they didn't have to go out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were super close.
I don't know. I get, you know, protective of my brother and stuff, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows what a great person he is, and, you know.
Aww.
So, I mean, it's hard. It's really hard, and it's hard, you know, to deal with the people who judge you and who don't understand addiction.
Well, that's the toughest one to deal with, the people that don't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
I think even, too, when you got a little depressed there for a little while, and then I finally just said, you know what, I've had it. Like you're in a, remember you were in a good place then, and I just said, we have to be happy. Like, you're happy, we're going to be happy. He can choose not to be happy, but let's all be happy. He's either going to be happy with us or he's not. You know, it's going to be
yeah.
his choice at that point.
And that helped, too, you know.
Okay. You know, but once...
Helped him to
once...
see that it was, you know, we were recovering on our own terms.
Yeah, that's
so.
A good word.
That was very good, Tori.
But once they have been in recovery for a while and they're sober, you actually get to see that person come back, you know. Like, I really enjoyed watching my daughter. I mean, it was a long road, you know, but I saw those, like, this last holiday, she cared about other people rather than herself.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
That was the first time that I can remember in a very, very long time. And not that it was a big deal to me, but they were just little things.
Oh,
it wasn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. But it's the little things that mean so much.
Yeah, that remembering, hey, you know, I love you. Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, it's your birthday. You know what I mean? All things they really cared less about or didn't even think about.
And how much did you learn, too, about, like, the nonprofit, Tori, where you actually realized how important it was in your life, like, with jobs or companies supporting it as well?
I guess, sorry, it's hard to hear you a little bit. I think it's very important, and I'm learning a lot. I'm learning how, you know, like, business goes and stuff, and how to network and talk to people. And really, it's just about reaching out and trying to help someone, to help either with education or with personal stories and stuff. And what I really like about our group is it's kind of is a support group for myself, because as much as, like, we talk about everything and we get education, we can also find some humor in some things. So that's really helpful to, you know, to sit around and talk about, you know, funny things that have happened. So it's not all sadness and stuff. It's hopeful and funny and, you know, we're getting somewhere. So I think that's important.
Very much so.
You have to have fun doing it.
And we do.
Yes, we do.
We're not great parents.
You know, that's the other part of recovery that people need to see, that you can get back to having fun without getting loaded, you know? Hey, that's a hard transition for a lot of people to make. I mean, you know, they can't go to the corner store without, hey, I got to do a hit of this before I walk down there.
Yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't be like that. So it really helps all the way around, like, you know, to be able to have fun and not have to use other substances to do that.
Absolutely.
She knows that.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to the show.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thanks, honey. Bye.
You almost got away with it. Put out word of the week. It's time.
Oh, man.
Come on. Where's our music? It's time for word of the week.
Wow.
And this... sitting in for Ken McDonald. Mr. Art.
Man, I'm trying to think. But nothing's happening.
Do what Kenny does. Google it.
I love that word.
I have to think of a word.
Google.
I think dedication.
Oh, that's good. Nice word.
That fits these.
That is a nice word.
I think that fits everybody. I think that fits everybody in this room.
Yeah.
And probably half the people that are listening.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes our dedication and your dedication and your dedication to come do this show every week.
Yeah.
And your dedication to do what you do all day long and helping people get into treatment.
Yeah, which is huge.
You know, what we all do as moms and dads are, you know, we're trying to ease that pain so another mother or father doesn't have to feel or go through the same things that we did. And unfortunately, we're not going to stop that, but we can help guide people.
Yeah.
And educate.
And educate.
The ones that are here, yeah, and we want to attract more. Mm-hmm. Like when you said, you know, well, we were talking about you're going to get lots of volunteers.
No, more you said that. And well, I said it's kind of starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said, he said, she said stuff.
You know,
we have fun.
Well, if someone wanted to volunteer with your organization, how would they go about doing
they
that?
Do,
Dad, you do it. Come on. I need my glasses and all that.
You can put your granny glasses. Okay, I have to put my granny glasses on, too.
Because our email's too long.
Yeah, our email is partners for a new beginning. That's partners, the number 4, a new beginning at yahoo.com.
Damn.
And then we have a website. It's hopeforaddicts.wix.com at new beginnings, not at, sorry, / new beginnings. And then they can go on Facebook, Partners for a New Beginning.
Do you have a website too? Mm-hmm. You do.
That was the Hope for Addicts, Wix / .com. But you know, we were talking about educating before. And I just wanted to say something. I really think I was talking to Tina about this. We really need to get the younger kids. We need to start in the elementary school, which is going to be the hardest thing to do. We were at a Phantoms game. They invited us there. And people stopped by. It was great. We got to talk. Certain children were walking close to the table. Parents would grab them and pull them away. And it was kind of sad to see something like that, because don't you want to educate your child? Like, what age is too young? I don't think it's ever too young. But this past weekend...
That's why we're having free candy at the table.
Right. You know? This past weekend, I went down to visit my son and my grandsons and my 7-year-old grandson. I had some paperwork I had to do for Partners for a New Beginning, and I had a poster there. And he looked at it, and he goes, why are their teeth like that? What's wrong with them? So I explained to him, and he's like, oh, so then I had a children's book about heroin and drugs and all that. And I asked his mom, do you mind if I let him do this? Well, he was so proud of himself reading this book. By the end of it and putting the stickers in and talking about it, he was able to tell me what the good drugs were, what the bad drugs were, what not to take drugs from other children. It was amazing to see a 7-year-old so involved in understanding this. And I'm thinking, why can't other people look at it like this? And see, if you start them that young, maybe, just maybe, it'll make a difference.
I don't think there's a maybe there. I think it will most definitely make a difference. You can hand a 7-year-old this iPhone with no instructions, and they're going to figure it out.
Sure.
You got
probably before we do.
He was reading words that were, I was just like looking at him. And then the next day, when his mom and dad got up, well, his mom and my son got up, he got the book out and showed them and talked to them about it and everything. Like, he was so proud of what he learned.
That's great.
They need to learn at an earlier age. We can't get to them in high school and expect to save their lives, because guess what? It is too late.
They're starting way younger than that anyway.
There needs to be a program. And I don't mean that you need to be hardcore with elementary school children.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But there needs to be a program for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? On their level, to familiarize them with, you know, the effects of what addiction is going to do to your life if you let it.
Well, I kept coming up with, I think it was when he got, like, his wisdom teeth out. No, it was. And my daughter would be like, yeah, no. It was.
But again, some of us could do, you know, I'm a child of the 60s. I'm not saying I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? But when I was old enough to have my own children and move on with my life, I was able to switch that off.
Right.
And go on to a responsible life and have a job and a family and a house and, you know what I mean, everything that goes along with that. Some people can't do that.
Right. But we were the lucky ones, they say.
And sometimes that's the case. And it's a disease, and they can't shut it off. And right. Now that we're starting to treat it like a disease, you know, maybe we'll start to get somewhere with it.
Right. Totally agree with that.
Well, the argument for a long time was, not everybody bought into the disease concept.
No.
So it was just,
right.
You know, that was a big problem. Yeah.
Well, when you had it's a disease or it's a touched. Choice. It's
exactly.
Remember that word last touched. Week? Touched.
Oh. So they were just touched.
That was Bob's word.
Yeah. He was so sweet.
I never heard that.
And not neither did I. That.
And we have Bob's Affair coming up as well, March 25th.
March 25th.
I'm hoping to.
Dinner and dancing.
Dinner and dancing.
Ooh, dinner and dancing.
Oh boy. It better be. Who could it be? Let's see.
I'm hoping it's my niece.
Living Clean and Sober. Hi, you calling down here? Hold on one sec. Ooh. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Is that Corral?
Yeah.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, Barry.
You okay?
Yeah.
This is hard for you, huh?
Oh, she sounds upset.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Like, as far as, like, how it affected my life and my family?
Yes.
yeah, it's, like, it's definitely something that needs to be educated. As someone who's lost their father from overdose and... Mm. My brother constantly in and out of rehab. I agree with what you said, Jerry, about starting them young. Like, I don't really think there's ever too young. Like, just even, like, with my daughter being 6 years old, and their brains are sponges. Like,
yeah.
Educate them now. Hopefully, well, once they are put in that situation, you know, they'll know the right thing to do.
So you don't think any age is too young?
I don't.
Good.
No. I honestly don't.
There is no.
Yeah.
You know, like, no,
it's a process.
I even talk to my daughter about everything, not even just drugs, like anything that I know eventually can have a negative impact on her. So, like, I definitely agree. As soon as they're able to comprehend things, elementary school. I mean, you look in the news, you see young kids bringing this stuff to school. So if they're capable of bringing it to school, they're capable of being educated at that type of age.
Good point.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Corral.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That was good. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah.
And how many of them are actually being raised by the grandparents because their parents are deceased? So what, do you not talk about it at all?
There's and you know, it's funny you say that because we actually spoke at a a chaplain's meeting Friday morning.
Oh.
And we got a question from a grandmother. And she was like, why isn't there a support group for grandparents
Absolutely.
To learn how to deal with this?
That's a good point there.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to specifically be for grandparents. Right. I mean, Naranon is family. I know here in the area, we have a wonderful ladies meeting that meets every Wednesday night. I mean, and that's quite a fellowship, and it's it's quite a large meeting. But it's just women. It's no men. It's mothers, sisters, daughters, grandparents. But you don't see a lot of grandparents attending those meetings and really trying to understand the disease or you know what I mean? Well, they're looking at it with the stigma in the back of their mind.
There's supposedly, I think it's Blue Cross and Blue Shield has a program for the children. And then it's like a... they talk to them, and then they also, have.
Well, there's Alateen, for the children of an alcoholic. So there's a diverse group of people that offer hope for the families, and that's all for the families because, like Artie mentioned earlier in the broadcast, that we got the addict goes away to treatment for however long he goes. And then the family just takes a sigh of relief and figures, all right, well, he's gone, so we'll be all right now. And then I always say, when we get a son or daughter in treatment, then I tell them, well, the work's now beginning for you.
Right. And
a lot of them say,
I encourage people. I encourage people, if you're new to addiction, walking into your home and you don't know what to do, go to our website, cityofangelsnj.org. You'll see our family program, fall under one of the menus there.
Yeah.
It's a program. It's two nights. It's about 3 hours altogether. It comes with a little booklet. It's free of charge. And it introduces you to what you can expect as a family member, and dealing with addiction, what to expect, what not to expect, ways you can literally help your loved one. And sometimes that's getting out of the way. You know what I mean? And letting somebody
else. That's tough love. There's a fine line there.
You're not enabling.
You know what? It's not, I wouldn't call it so much tough love.
She was worse.
A good interventionist is going to create that atmosphere without that happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? And give them the sense of getting help.
Yeah.
So I was a big enabler for a long time.
Weren't we all?
But I can't. I would never cut off. You can't.
But again, it's a fine line. It's a fine line between.
I mean, enabling recovery,
and helping.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Again, it's your child. You know what I mean? Am I giving them $20 to go buy something? No. But I'm going to take you to buy you food. I'll put a roof over your. I mean, I will help you as much as I can.
As long as.
But I'm not putting cash in your hands or anything that's going to.
Well, you know what stopped me from finally enabling my son? I mean, he knew how to get his mom all the time. I always had that soft spot. He went to
master manipulator.
Yeah, master is right. He went to a rehab, and it was a family meeting. Well, his siblings wouldn't come. I went because they had enough. They were done. Needless to say. We're a big family, happy family now. But got to the family meeting, and he looked at me, says, Mom, I have something to tell you. And I said, okay. He goes, you're my biggest enabler. He goes, I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what to say. He said, so next time I do that, he goes, just imagine you're pushing that needle right in my arm. That's all he had to say to me. And once that was said, I mean, I never enabled anymore. I was supportive of him. He did have a slip up since that point, but that was right. Like to hear your child say that to you.
Actually, you're going to hear a lot more as it goes along because they're going to apologize for their behavior. I mean, you don't see it doesn't happen in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It happens over a course of time. When it gets around a year, you're going to start seeing them come back to, where they're a lot more forgiveful. They're making their amends. They're the person you knew, You'll start seeing.
Well, my son said, think it's 18 months now clean. So
you see that, about a year, you start seeing little dribs and drabs of it. It's not there in your face yet, but you see little, you see little pieces of them coming back, and it gives you hope. And through time, and by us as parents learning and understanding, you know, without driving them away, it's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
Lighten it up tonight.
And it works so hard. No, I'm kidding.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. Is it Clay?
Hello.
Go ahead.
You can ask her.
Is it Clay?
Yeah, I think so.
Clay?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Clay. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
So I wanted...
Sorry, I just saw your message. I hope I'm not calling the wrong time, everyone.
No, well, we're getting ready to get off the radio, but I wanted the guys to just have you say a few words about your organization and how we came together as a partnership, because you're on... just tell him about your radio station real quick and get him... We'll talk... Just say a little bit about you and how you came together with us so we can kind of...
Okay, are you live now?
Yes, you're live.
You are.
So, live and in color.
So sorry.
Okay. See, I would have dressed better if I knew I was going to be on the radio.
He's funny, too.
You're on Candid Camera.
No, he's a wonderful man.
The organization is called Community Partners for Kids. We're a 16-year-old organization. Our mission is all about child safety. We really try and help parents and kids understand some of the dangers that our children will face today, especially with the Internet. And we do educational workshops for the kids. We actually publish a handbook with all kinds of information for parents and kids together to just be try and have them be calm with some of the unfortunate techniques used by some of these word knuckleheads that are out there trying to do harm to our kids. Anyway, we have happened to connect with the team. I'm trying to remember exactly how we connected. It's only been a month or two months here, I guess. And I learned about your Tina's organization. And one of the things that we wanted to try and do with our handbook, we publish a new edition each year. We're working on that right now. Is because of the problems with sex trafficking throughout the nation, but also as well as the Lehigh Valley where we are. The use of heroin and other street drugs are a big part of that. That's a tool used by these traffickers to control the young women and boys that unfortunately grab and lure or abduct into this trade. So I didn't learn about Tina's organization through that because I saw something that they were working on, and we connected, and long story short, we see some great synergy between both organizations, and we're going to try and develop that and see if we can help each other meet our objectives there. So. Yeah.
Well, you'll meet them. They'll be at the event as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to meeting you. We'll be
conquering our addictions together.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he's been wonderful. Well, thanks for calling.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the organization there. So, and I look forward to meeting you because I assume we're going to be there on May 20th in Nazareth.
I think we'll have to have you on as a guest.
Oh, we'd love that. How about that, Clay? Want to come back with me next Monday? All right, we'll be in touch.
Next week will work.
Thanks for calling.
Sounds good. Thanks, Clay.
Bye, Clay.
Bye. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Great show.
Thank you for that.
All right, we're about to wrap
Good night,
up.
Everybody!
Good night! So Jen didn't call, so she should do her McDonald voice real quick.
No, I'm not going to embarrass her.
She didn't call. No. Hurry up, real quick. She did not call.
Thank you.
I love it. That's what you get,
Jen. Sorry,
Jen.
They made me.
My threats work.
Thank you again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We really, really appreciate it. This is wonderful.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Have a great week.
You too. And you'll be in Florida.
No, I'm going to California.
California.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks to all our callers. And good night, and be well till next week.
Yay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. I survived.
dawn, you feel so close to the order of the sun, and everyone is one.